We are learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We are starting from two dots on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, around 8 lines from the bottom, or 7 lines from the bottom. It says in the Mishnah, the first case of Shavuos Neitlin was Sachir. And Sachir, we understand why the Sachir gets his right to make the Shavuos Neitlin, because the Baal Bayis is Tarid B'Pay Aleph. Nigzal and Nechbal, the next two cases, there, the reason why we let the guy who got hurt or the guy got stolen from make the shua is because there's a reglaying ledover that he's right. That's where he makes the shua sanaitlin. That's what Rashi spoke out in the Mishnah that it says shadvara mechichim shereidim meidim shemashkoyin eshloi v'shus. So let's see the Gemara a little bit about this. Nigzal case that meidim meidim shenuchas lebeis lemashkoyin. So two eidim say this guy walked to the house take a mashkin, and now the Baal Bayis is saying, you took from me a watch and a coffee cup. You took two things from me. And he's saying, I didn't take anything. So that's the Shaila. The luck is the Baal Bayis makes a Shavuos HaNeitlin. But Dilma Loi Mashkonoi, maybe he walked to the house and walked out without anything. Why is this a Reglayim Ladova? Like, what Mehekatesa? Dilma Mashkonoi, Milam Rav Nachman, Hayman Denoket Narga B'Yodei. Imagine a guy takes a little hammer, axe in his hand, and he says, "Ezel act lele dik lele panya." I'm going to knock down. I'm angry at my neighbor. I'm knocking down his tree, and you didn't see him, but you saw him going. Vishdakach, and you go later on, you find the tree is knocked down. The kato v'shadi loyam riyam dehu katla. You don't say he knocked it down. Why? Because maybe he's just threatening. Ama over the nish to gazim loyavad. Maybe he's just threatening. Hakanam. He also the guy. We have Adam. He walked to the house. He says he's being mashkin. Who said he took something? The gazim loyavad. Mehechet heisei took something. How can he make a shvua? The Baal Bayis make a shvua and take some of him. You don't know any right. No raya. You walked to the guy's house. Nothing. So after Gemara, emo mashkanoi. The case was the Adam said he actually took something from the guy's house. So afraid to Gemara, if that's the case, so let's see what he took. Let the Adam say what he took. Lechsi vay mashkanoi. They see him walking out with a big bulge under his cloak. He walked into the house and then walks out under his robe. He has this huge bulge. We know he took something. We don't know what. So here we give a right to the Baal Bayis to make a Shavuos HaNeitlin because Reglayim Ladova, he took something. And that is the case of Nigzal. Rav Yehuda, we continue some halachas about someone who walks out with an item out of someone's house. You have Edom here that you see Reuven walk into Shimon's house and he walks out with something. And he doesn't walk out with it a begoli. He walks out with it under his robe. Now that's a little fishy. Why would you walk out with something under your robe? It looks like you're trying to hide something. So that was the case. Walks out. He says, I bought it. After someone confronts him, the Baal Bayis cries, what do you take from me? He says, I just bought it from you. What do you want? The Baal Bayis says, no, I lent it to you. So, and the reason why he's hiding it, we'll see in the Gemara in a second, is because it's not something, he's embarrassed, he has to borrow it. He doesn't have this item, he has to borrow it, like he doesn't have his own thing. So, like he doesn't have his own mixer. Every time he makes challah, he has to borrow a mixer. So he's embarrassed, put it under his thing. But that's the Baal Bayis thing. If you bought it, you would just walk it out with begoli. Why are you hiding it? And he's saying, no, I bought it. Baruch ain't a neman. He's not neman, and the Baal Bayis is neman. Veloyamar and el Baal Bayis in oslim kerkelov. It's only if it's a Baal Bayis doesn't sell out of his house mixers. But if he sells these things, then even though it's under your cloak, you're still neman. Baal Bayis also because Caleb neman, you neman, and v'she'ein also limkers Caleb nami. And even if it's someone who does not sell, and therefore you're saying it probably wasn't bought, but lo yamar al dvarim she'ein darkan lahatman. Our dvarim she'darkan lahatman neman, which means if it's something normal to hide, then you could trust that he bought it. I use it and sell. So Rashi says maybe the guy needed money, so he sold it. The only time you don't believe him that he bought it is there's some kind of reyesa here. Why are you hiding it? But if something that's normal to hide, something that you don't want to show everyone that you bought this thing, it's something that's private. So then it's not a riot that's under your robe. And even Shane Dark and Lahat and Namilamar and Inshlitsnia, only a person who's not embarrassed to walk with items in the street. Now, an Inshlitsnia, someone who's a chosh of a person, doesn't walk around with a mixer through the streets. Hide orche, then that's orche to hide it. And again, it's not a reis against him. It's not a fishy that he bought it. Why should you assume that he bought it? He's saying he bought it. Meloya bar and elzal mashulim zel lekuchim. This whole thing works only if the argument is the Baal Bayis says you borrow from me, And the guy said, I bought it. You can't say he stole it. Why? You don't assume a guy is a ganav. I have no right to make you into a ganav. You're a chetzis kashrus. You're a kosher eid. There's no way I can tell you a ganav. Only things that people lend out. Another case where the guy walking in, walking out the item will be neman is something people don't lend out. People don't lend out certain things that are scared and get ruined. So if something you never lend, you never give people to borrow it, so then obviously he bought it. So a bunch of five different tanoim in order to that the Baal Bayis should be neman. The Baal Bayis should be neman, he can't be a seller. It has to be something that he shouldn't have hidden. And it can't be in a sneer because then that would be normal to hide it. And he has to tie in a sheulim. And it has to be something that's possible to be borrowed. But if something's not possible to be borrowed, well, then avada hinapi naman will be the guy walking out will be naman. There isn't only girsa in this Gemara, but we'll go with this girsa of Rashi's girsa in the sugya. Now, what's an example of this idea of a suin lahaskir? The sholach Rav Huna about oven. Dvarim ha'asuyim lahashil v'lahaskir va'oma lekuchin heim b'yadi ein enamon. So Rav Huna said that dvarim that are normal to lend out or rent out, and he says lekuchin without enamon. Ki ha derava apik zuga de sarbala v'safa de garata miyasmi v'dvarim ha'asuyim lahashil lahaskir, which means like this. A story by Rava was that the Taveya went over to the Yisrael and said, you know, you have a scissor that they use, tailors use a scissor. You have a scissor for me, or you have a safer for me. I bring Adim that does my safer. What's doing by you? You follow borrow from me. I want to take it back. The halacha is, Rava did, took it away from the Yisrael. And Rashi points out that if the father would have been believed to say, Lekuchenem b'yadei, then you wouldn't be able to take it from him. Because you always say taninon for the assignment. You were tying lekuchim. You would have tied it for the assignment. The father would have said he bought it from you. So obviously in this case, you're not Neman bought it. Why not? Because this is something is normal to lend out. This is normal to lend out. It's normal to lend out the scissors, and it's normal to lend out a safer, and therefore the Teveya was Neman to say that there was a She'elah. So you see this idea that Dvarma Suyim Lahashul Lahaskir, you're Neman to say that it's Lahashul, and the guy's not Neman to say the Kuchim Biyadi. But now Rashi speaks out, Dafka Sifri Da Garata, they don't learn a lot, but some things they learn a lot from that you wouldn't lend out because you might get ripped, might get ruined. In those days, Svarim were very expensive, and you find the Gemara Bava Basi already, it says that if you find Svarim as a Aveda, you can't use it because it might ruin it. So Rashi speaks out to a certain type of Svarim, they don't use a lot. And this Gemara is a little bit shvel if you Rashi's pshat, because Rashi learns that you always need, like if you look at one, I see Tosis Kasha. Tosis has a Kasha like this. Look at Tosis on my involvement base right here. It's the fifth narrow line, the fourth narrow line. The Kasha of any time, the Kalm Vesomach, the Rava Apik Zuga Vesarvala, Vesafra Dagatam Vyaskar, Vedvaram Vesum Lahashal Haskar, Mashma, the Mahu Tayyam Lechot Masik. We finished saying for you, Rashi, that when are you now meant to say Shayla? And that guy's not never to the kuchim. It's not enough that something's normal to lend out. You also need the guy hit it on this robe and this and that. Here, there's nothing doing. You went up to Yosef and he said, that's my thing. Where's the reisa? So this sounds like Tosis has a different gears in the sugi over here, that something that's a suyin lahasha lahaskir, you're always not never to sell the kuchim with the other. That's Tosis Girsa. We said we're not going to the Girsa. I'm just pointing out the Kasha on Rashi that this Gemara from Rav is a little bit shver on Rashi's Mahalach. Yeah. Huh? You do lend out. You do lend out. Now we said even for Rashi, something they lend out, and I walk out with this, okay? I walk out of the house with my sefer, you lend it out, and I say, I bought it. And you say you lent it. Who wins? I win. You know why? I didn't hide it under my cloak. So here, L'chayra, the Yisraelim should win. They say, L'kuchim, my father bought it. He didn't hide it on his cloak. But Tais says, no. Tais says, this, you see, the last girsa of Lo Yamaron is like turning the whole thing on your head. That any time it's something that's normal to lend out, then always the Baal Bayis is Neman. That he learns not like Rashi. V'Rashi's Gemara is a little bit shver, which is Taisus Kasha. Yeah. Okay. Zot the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rava. This din that we said about Abayis makes a Shvuas Hanoitlin. We said in a case, we're going back now to not the case of the Gemara here. Back to the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was, the guy announces, I'm going to steal something. I'm going to make a mashkin. The guy didn't pay me my chayv. I'm walking into the house, take something. And the Edom see him walk in and walk out with a bulge. So what's the halacha? The Baal Bayis swears what he took. That's the halacha. That's the halacha of our Mishnah. Don't get confused with the Gemara before that. It's the Gemara before is a different story. The story is where a guy says, I'm going to Maskus Shlomo Shos. Adam say that, they saw it. They see him walk out with a bulge. So there, the halacha is, the Baal Bayis swears and takes. So I'm a Rava, I feel a Shema Nishpa. I feel an Ishtosh of Shema Nishpa. So don't have to be talking about Baal Bayis. Even if the Baal Bayis hired a watchman, he has a full-time security guard, that security guard can make the Shua as well. And the Ishtosh of Shema is also. Anyone who's Drezach in the house, in that case, could make a Shua. What about a worker who works in the house every day? He's like the clean lady, or she would be the clean lady, or he would be a worker that always works in the house. Is they neman to say that what you stole? My take, not sure if that's enough of a ben bias that you didn't really give him the shmiras of bias. Is that enough to be neman shua? He blabs with a shaila. Omer aviyem l'avashi. Tonu v'kasa the kaspa. Again, on a Mishnah's case, where the Baal Bayis says, by the way, you know what you stole? You stole my silver kais, my expensive silver kais. So do you believe him or not? He can make anything he wants. He's sure it's an item here. He can make him anything he wants. So let's say the guy makes up. He's, you know, you stole my Rolex watch. Do you believe him or not? My. So the Mara says, depends. Chazina, if he's a rich person, or he's a people who trust this person, the math of the inshigabe, the mishtav v'shakal, v'loy loy. Only if it makes sense that he would have such an item, either because he's rich, or because people give him pekada, and then he's believed. If not, he is not believed to say that this thing, this type of item was stolen from him. So Nechbal is a similar case, like Nigzal, where he walks in, the Edom say, the guy walks into the house, he looks perfect, no issues whatsoever, and he walks out all banged up. So here, the halacha is, the Nechbal could swear that this guy hit me. The only time he has to make a shua is only if it's a possibility that he hurt himself. If it's the type of thing that he could not have hurt himself, he'll take him out of shua. I walk at the house, and I get hit in a way, we'll see in a second, where it only could have happened for the other person, that I don't even need a shua. It's like obvious. It's 100% sure that the other guy did it to me.
Who's the injured party in this case? The owned Baal Bayis or the person walking
in? No, the person walking in is the injured party.
The Baal Bayis attacked him because he walked in?
Yeah, let's say, whatever. We don't know. He didn't say it was without Rishus. Whatever, yeah. Not, it could be either way. Then there's a Nechbal and there's a Chayil. Yeah. But here, it's only if it's possible if the guy could have hurt himself. But if he cannot have hurt himself, we know what happened from the Baal Bayis. Frank to my wife, maybe he banged into the wall. We see a bite mark in his back. Now, the only one who could bite him is another person. The walls don't bite. So, therefore, we know it happened for the other person. Or he has an injury between his shoulders. His injury is not consistent with the wall. Maybe it was someone else in the house who did it to him. There was no one else. There was no one else in the house. So here, it's the case, we don't even need a shua. We know who did it. We know who did it. The guy, the other person in the house did it because it's the only option. It couldn't have happened from a wall. It couldn't have happened from another person. There was not another person. And therefore, the halacha would be is that you don't even need a shua and you get paid the chamisha dvarim even without a shua. Said weiter in the Mishnah. The fifth, this is the fourth case of Shua tonight. In the fourth case, then you get a right to make the shua. Now, what was chashur shua? What was the case of chashur shua? But said the Mishnah, if someone made a shua sa'edus falsely, or a shua sa'avakodim falsely, and even a shua shav falsely, and then it said if one of them was sachav akovio malva ribis or fricha yoyin m'sherech shvius. So what's a filo shua shav? My a filo shua shav. So the loy boy come up. Loy boy hanoch. The other ones is for kviras mamoin. By the other ones, where it's a shiloh, kfiras, mamoin, And by edus also, it's causing a guy loss of mamon. So there, it's ra l'shamayim, ra l'briyos, which means he's making a shvua shekel, which is bad l'shamayim, and a shvua that's making him bad for the guy trying to get his money. By shvua's pekaldin as well. So there we understand that he's a choshud on making a shvua shekel because he's not a good person. He's ra l'briyos, ra l'shamayim. Ma'afil shvua shav. Loyal boy, come. Loyal boy, half this book of Kvir's Mamoin, Ella Philo, high nine, the Kvir's Varim, Shvua Shav, which all it is, I said, I made a Shvua that the piece of metal is gold, and it's obviously not gold. So that make me a Chashur? Ella Philo, high nine, the Kvir's Varim, Amu, Loy Mehem, and it makes you a Chashur. Freddy to Gemara, say also Shvua's Bitui. Listen down to Shvua's Bitui. Shvua's Bitui means someone who makes a Shvua, I'm going to eat something, I'm not going to eat something. So say that case also, if he lies, that is chashud. So to Gemara, no, you won't be a chashud for that. Kiktani shvua dechikam ashtaba v'shikam ashtaba. Only a shvua that v'shas ma'isa, you know, you're making a sheker. Aval shvua's bitu the ikel meiv v'kushtukam ashtaba. I was planning on not eating pizza today. I was planning on it. I just couldn't help myself. So even if you land up eating the pizza and you're over the shvua, you're not a chashud. It's a very normal thing for someone not to be going on his yetzahara. It's terrible, but it happens sometimes. Aval shvua's bitu the ikel meiv v'kushtukam ashtaba loy katani. That we don't say. Like Rashi speaks out, the bottom Rashi, look at the end of the bottom Rashi. But filo ova aleh, shakafa yitzre, ene choshev akach, al shuwa shuwa aleh, shuwa shuwa. Doesn't mean he's choshev. He wanted to make a shuwa emes. He just couldn't. Couldn't help the sides. So, but for us, Tainach, that's good for oichel loichel. But it's not shuwa speak to those who remember exactly shuwa, which we're in the middle of. Tainach, oichel loichel. Achalti velo yachalti, ma yikle meymar. He says, there's an automatic shuwa. So, to Gemara, you're right. Tano shvua shav. That itaka chosh is a case. When you say, I ate or I didn't eat, that's something in past tense. And that's similar to shvua shav. Tano shvua shav, v'chol adam, we say shvua shav, and anything else that is similar to shvua shav. V'chol adam, top of memzayim ra'al. We'll see one more, two more lines, top of memzayim. So, echanami means shvua shav, v'chol adam, v'lay. Then the Mishnah says, all the psulim edis. Hoya echa mesav kuvyo. Why do you need this more? The Gemara is casual with Shver, Shulamali. The Gemara has been chadish to us that Apostle Eidus also is Apostle Shua. Maybe you would think only Apostle Shua, the only guy made a Shua Sheker. But so it's a little bit Shver, the Gemara's question. But the Gemara asks, Hasulamali, what's the chidish of this part of the Mishnah? So the Gemara, the chidish is like this. Tana Psula de Araisa, Tana Psula de Rabbanon. We're talking about Psula de Araisa, and this is Psula de Rabbanon. The din of Masach of Akuvia is only Mid Rabbanon, because Mid Araisa, it's not called a ganav. A ganav is only called a ganav midaraisa if they go ahead and steal something. Masachah v'kovya, it looks like everyone was in agreement. The reason why it's a ganav is because a smachta like kanya, or because ain't a biyushuv ha'olam. That's why it's said it. But midaraisa is not because of a ganav. We're going with the mandiyam a smachta like kanya, obviously. But like Tav Rashi says, gazan derabanu, the rinu a smachta like kanya, and midaraisa lav gazanu. So that's the chiddush of our mishnah, that even psuli derabanon cannot make a shvua. And it's disqualified for shvua. In such a case, you'll switch it to the guy who's neitlim to Yveya, and he can make a shvua as ha-neitlim.